All right, let's talk about ugly women. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you now. There ain't nothing I like better than ugly women. You don't got to worry about how you do. They always grateful as hell.
Yeah,
you always the big man when you with an ugly woman. Well, I was walking on the boardwalk in Ocean City, and I done seen this woman go by. I mean, the boards were shaking, you know. I couldn't figure out what's happening. I thought, we ain't on the fault line or anything. But suddenly, here she come. Big old beefy woman. Harpoon scars sticking out in her side. More chins than a Chinese phone book. And she's wearing a bikini on top of everything else. I mean, oh! I mean, her eldritch cleavage was so massive, you could look in there and go, hello, hello down there, hello! I mean, that thing was just incredible. I thought to myself, keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling, rawhide. Don't try to understand them. Just rope and tie and brand them. Soon we'll be riding line wide. Hit them up, move them out, hit them up, move them out. Yeah, so I went over and started talking to that thing. We sat down on the sand and I said, can I get you some lunch? She said, yes, sir. I said, what would you like? She said, could you get me 15 chili dogs? I said, yes, ma'am. I went running down there, and I'm trying to balance these 15 chili dogs. And sure enough, when I come back, there's these environmentalists trying to roll her back into the water. I said, stop, wait a minute. And I put down them dogs, and I beat them people away. And I watched her as she ate them sandy chili dogs one right after another. Well, by that time, I had to have her. I had to have her. I had to have her. So I took her home to the Grease Palace. Boy, the stairs were creaking as she lumbered upstairs. And bam, when she hit that bed, it put a strain on the roof. Downstairs, the next door neighbors were seeing little puffs of plaster come off the ceiling. And she and I, come on, start hobbling again. Oh, I had to just kind of throw back some rolls. But it was sweet. In the aftermath, she said, was I good? I said, well, I'm not sure, actually. She said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm not sure if I actually passed go and collected $200. But I did have a nice time. She said, oh, you're so sweet, so sensitive. I love it. And I tucked my head under them covers. She lay there on the pillow watching me with my head under the covers. Finally, she said, what's the matter, baby? Are you cold? I said, hell no. I'm just waiting for them chili dogs to kick in.